Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, my exclusive remarks to our Turning Point USA students in Panama City, Florida, from the Southeast Regional Conference. Usually we post an Ask Me Anything episode. Because of the audit and because of everything going on, we didn't get a chance to get to it, so we're going to post that tomorrow. So instead, we have an amazing Southeast Regional Conference event where I take questions from the audience and I talk about the mind, body, and spirit, or soul, the three things every young person must focus on every single day. Are you growing deeper in your development of your mind, of your betterment of your body, and most importantly, the enrichment of your soul? We talk about that and so much more here on The Charlie Kirk Show. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, start a high school chapter, start a college chapter right now at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. If you want to support our program, you could do so by going to charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing to hire more staffers, to reach more people, to reach millions and millions of people a month. That is our goal, young people, students. So if you have a passion for reaching students, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thank you, Sandra from Midland, Texas. Thank you, Nan from Greenwich, Connecticut. Thank you, Donald from Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Thank you, Eric from Tennessee. Thank you, Mikey from Texas. Thank you, Jade from Ohio. Thank you, Brian from Monterey. CharlieKirk.com/support. If you can support us, please consider doing it. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Great to be here in an open and free state that actually allows us to do events here in Florida, which is great. And it's so good to see so many of you. There's a couple things I want to touch on today, really important stuff, and then we'll do some question and answer, which is the most fun. And I want to hear about what's happening on your campuses and what you're dealing with. Who are your high school students? Raise your hand. That is awesome. I would assume the rest of you are college students. Or homeschooling, maybe. Anyone homeschooled here? Yes. That's why the smartest people in the room are always the homeschooling students. I want to talk about a couple things, the first of which is all of you are can play a part and will play a part in what is missing most in this country. And so obviously we're missing lots of things right now in our country. We're missing a president, you know, we're missing integrity, truth. But the thing that is missing that all of you are playing a role in fixing every single day is courage. Courage is lacking in our country unlike any other time that I personally have seen, and quite honestly in the last 60 years. And the reason why courage is lacking is because so many people are afraid to do what they know is the right thing because they're afraid of the downside. George S. Patton, who is one of the greatest men ever to live, said moral courage is the most necessary yet absent characteristic in men. Now, every single person here tonight is here on a Friday night where you could be doing something else because you understand that the country's falling apart quickly. You're losing the nation that you once understood and that you want to be part of, and you want to do something about it. But all of you here as a young conservative, you understand that this comes at a price and you are willing to do the right thing regardless of what that price might be. How many of you, raise your hands for the adults to see, will be graded differently because you are a conservative in class? Yeah, every single hand goes up. And so, but you're willing to pay that price. You're willing to do the right thing. So here's what I do. I'm going to encourage all of you to start this speech that every single time you're on these campuses and you're starting a new chapter, or you're tabling or recruiting or doing voter registration, you're playing a role in doing the most important thing that we need to do in our nation. That I get asked all the time at these events, Charlie, what can I do to save the country? And these are people that are asking, they're 50 or 60 or 70 years old. You know what I tell them? I say, you need to be as courageous as our Turning Point USA students are on campus. I say you need to actually stick your neck out and be really willing to lose something to do the right thing. And you have to understand what's happening on these campuses, where you are, is the center of everything that is happening in the country. You know, I as many of you know, I'm not exactly a fan of most colleges across the country, but they're so incredibly important for charting the future and the cultural direction. So, for example, when a professor starts to spout out all these terrible ideas on BLM or systemic racism, white privilege, how many of you have professors like that all the time? Of course you do. What do? You have to, then all of a sudden you have to ask yourself a question, which is the most important question that a lot of you are going to ask in the next year, which is this. Do I challenge this professor and record this professor while I challenge them and put what at risk? Your grade. Now, this is the question, isn't it? Which is, do you take a bold step to try to do what you know is right, even though you might pay a price or a consequence for that? Now, a lot of you have already made that decision. How many of you are like, I don't care, I'm going to do the right thing? Now, not every hand goes up, because some people are like, I don't know, I might actually lie and just kind of write that the Green New Deal is the greatest thing ever and that there's unlimited amount of genders and like whatever. And now I'm not saying there's a right or wrong answer to this, right? Because my friend, and I respect him a lot, Ben Shapiro, has a different opinion on this. He thinks that grades are the most important thing and, you know, lying your way through college is important. My belief is different. I would rather have a generation of courageous C students than a bunch of A student nerds that lied their way through college to get a good grade. I would rather have a generation of young people that are stepping up and doing the right thing. And so, by the way, I'm not here to shame you if you're doing that, because maybe you're like, hey, I got to go to nursing school, I got to go to law school, I want to get the degrees, I want to get the accreditation. That's great. God bless you. But I think deep down we know we're not going to be able to live through this much longer, right? This tyranny of self-censorship. So we complain a lot about censorship at Turning Point USA, and we should. Censorship from the tech companies, censorship from the corporations. But what's the number one form of censorship? You shutting up you. I even do it. When I'm around certain family members, I'm like, I'm not going to deal with this right now. I'm not going to do it. Like, can I have one evening where I don't talk about it? Guess what? That country's over. No more not talking about politics. No more not talking about philosophy or what you believe in. Now, every single time that you interact with somebody, you're going to be like, you know what? I actually disagree. I actually don't think we should shut down and lock down the country or mandate vaccines against people's will. And I think it's generally a bad idea to put a mask on a five-year-old. In fact, I think it's child abuse. And I think Fauci should go to prison. Like, that's a good way to begin an argument with your... Now, that's not going to win you a lot of friends, but look around. You can make new friends, right? Look around. You can meet new people and get new bonds and new relationships and new friendships. What I'm saying is that the key to being a conservative activist on the front lines, which all of you are, is being the same person in public that you are in private. You want to be free? People say, I want to be free, Charlie. Then be the same person you are to your best friend than you are on social media. Some of you are like, I'm already that way. Good. You are in the vast minority of Americans. Because you know most Americans, the emails we get on our radio show and our podcast, you know what they say? Charlie, I'm terrified to express my opinion at work. I can't tell anyone what I actually believe. I leave my house and I have to put on a camouflage costume disguise and pretend to be a political moderate or a leftist just to keep the paycheck keep going. That is not sustainable, everybody. The country will fall apart. How do we solve it? People like you say, I don't care what you do to me. You can call me a racist. You can call me a bigot. You can call me all this nonsensical, baseless stuff. Instead, what matters is expressing the truth regardless of what you say you can do to me. That's true freedom. True freedom is being like, you know what? No matter what sort of accusations or garbage you're going to throw at me, I'm going to stand firm with my beliefs. That is courage. And guess what? This room has that. Most audiences I go are to people that are, you know, 50 plus. They are not in the trenches like you are. They don't know what it's like. How many people here have been called a racist because of your beliefs recently? Yeah, every single hand goes up. Every single day. And that I have to go here and be lectured by some people at some country club. You know, I really don't think that we should support that because I may be called a racist. Like, welcome to the club. They call it you every single day over your breakfast food. You get those text messages, Snapchats, TikToks, whatever. Instead, I'm not saying you should enjoy it or relish it. It's an awful, terrible thing to say. Don't let it dominate you. You know who you are. Now, if you do have that sort of, you know, let's just say, belief system in your soul, you got work to do. Go repent to your creator and read the Bible and go apologize to people you've wronged. Guess what? Just because you have white skin color doesn't mean you're a racist. Just because you were born a certain way does not mean you're a terrible, awful person.
Last month, an absolute landslide of you made the switch to PureTalk. You were chained to overpriced unlimited plans from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, then finally decided to make the switch because you know that PureTalk saves the average family over $800 a year without having to sacrifice coverage. So just do this. Make the switch to PureTalk. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. And let me be clear, you are not sacrificing service with PureTalk. They are on the same network as one of the big guys. Plus, PureTalk invests a fortune into making sure they have the latest technology. They just passed all the savings on to you. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. Just dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk, and you'll save 50% off your first order. That's #250. Say Charlie Kirk. PureTalk is simply smarter wireless.
And so what our challenge for you at Turning Point USA is when you go to campus and you set up that table and that leftist comes and throws that table to the ground, is you put that on camera and you take out your phones. Guess what? Every single one of you that have your smartphones in front of you, I think they're destroying humanity generally, but let's use it to our advantage. You have a super weapon against the left right there. You have a super weapon to be able to record and expose what they are doing on your college campuses. Record every second of what your professor is doing. You are the customer. They work for you. Record everything they say and hold it against them. What are they going to do? Fire you? No. Again, they work for you. Who's paying the tuition here? Who's going into debt to go to college? Raise your hand if you're going into debt. Yeah. So not only should you be allowed to record them, you should be able to do whatever you want to do. You're in charge, not them. What I'm saying here is we need a paradigm shift of how we view conservatives on campuses, and you're all doing this so effectively. What I'm saying is we have to raise the level of our activism and our engagement, because guess what? The country needs it right now. You could feel it, right? We are losing this nation. We are losing it quickly. The regime in charge wants wide open borders for 2 million people to come in. They seem completely indifferent with giving $85 billion to the Taliban. They seem as if they want to categorize people based on skin color, not on things that actually matter, like your soul and your spirit or your character. And so the only way that we can fight back against that is to all of a sudden for you to play offense on college campuses. These are places where they, quite honestly, they have never seen conservatives as strong as they're seeing in this generation. I'm inspired when I see our Turning Point USA leaders in Michigan. They're setting up a table. You guys ever see this video? It's quite remarkable. This person, I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman, wearing 3 masks, long hair, gets very angry and topples the table over. And do you see this video? I don't know if you saw this or not. And starts screaming. And one of our field workers, like, get out of here. I don't think there was any gender put in there. And it was like either ma'am or dude. It was like, whatever, get out of here, person, right? And what was amazing is after that, over 200 students lined up to get involved after that Turning Point USA table was attacked. I don't know if you saw that video yesterday of just like some random guy wearing a Bass Pro Shop hat at Arizona State University just doing homework with his earbuds in, and this crazy activist comes up to him and say, you are a white person, get out of the multicultural space, you are offensive and your presence is nearly offensive here. Now, the hilarious thing, here's the greatest turn of events, is that she was the one that recorded it and she posted it going after this person for being a white person, saying, I don't want white people here in this college. The only way to fight back against this is stop complaining and start doing. Is to start doing things on your campuses, hosting speakers, hosting activism events. Yes, recording your professors. And by the way, I'm not saying you have to secretly record them. Just be like, yeah, since you work for me, since the employment contract is I pay tuition here, I'm setting up a camera and congratulations. You want to stop the indoctrination in your class quickly? If they know a camera's on them, they're going to change their word selection very quickly. Very quickly. Every single one of you should do it. And your high schools as well. Now, high school had to go through school board policy. This is the sort of movement that we need, and you need to lead it. Because guess what? I'm not big into this. I'm going to be very careful the way I say this. But our parents, some of them, I don't think they understand the stakes as heavy as we do. I really don't. How many of you have parents that are not as conservative as you are? Anyone? Fair amount of hands. Who has parents that are more conservative than you are? Yeah, okay, well, this is the South, so I should be a little more careful. It's about half and half. At least what I hear all the time from many activists is they say, the country is going to go back to normal. It's going to kind of get back to an equilibrium. Here's the one thing I want to empower and encourage you about. Guess what? This is going to take a couple decades to unravel. We are not going to take back the country in just a couple years. Most people that you know will be dead by the time the country actually gets turned around. It's our country now. It's students that are young people that are ages 15 to 30. I'm 27, soon to be 28. We now have to take responsibility for the country. And some of you might be saying, well, you're here tonight, so you won't be saying it. But some people watching online might say, I don't like the way that sounds. I wish I could grow up in the 1980s and everything would remain the same. That country is over with. They want to crush our viewpoint. And quite honestly, they want to crush that flag. They want to crush our history. They want to crush our tradition. So then what do we do? Well, then we got to step up in every single arena that we know possible. And here's the thing that you'll realize. As I say, what is missing most in our country is courage. Courage is contagious. If all of you stand up on your campuses, other people will be inspired to do so as well. You will receive thanks to do that. And courage is something that every single person can do because it requires no skill. It just requires the willingness to act. Courage is the ultimate virtue because courage is the virtue that allows all the other virtues. Without courage, what are we as a people? Now, what is courage? Courage is doing the right thing when you don't know how it's going to work out. Starting a Turning Point USA group, hosting an event, standing up to a professor, you being that focal point. And guess what? One moment on a college campus where you are able to identify or you're able to expose maybe something that's being taught can change the trajectory for everything that's happening at your local school. But let's just talk about you. Let's talk about why all of you need to be involved and interested in this. This will give you constructive purpose to help save the country. You know that, you know this. Most people in our generation are deprived of purpose. I got to give the left credit for one thing. They have been able to give a large portion of our generation purpose around absolute garbage. Not giving them purpose to improve their life, not actually worrying about what we all are as beings. We'll get into this in a second, a combination of the mind, body, and soul. Instead, it's, hey, your purpose is to go eradicate systemic racism and get rid of whiteness and culture. I'm sure we all have friends that are, you guys all have friends that are like that, where it's their life purpose. It's become almost their religious identity. It's like, my purpose in life is going to be to overthrow the cisnormative hetero patriarchy, whatever crazy term they're using. And they've been able to mobilize millions of people in our generation to all of a sudden say that with religious fervor and zeal, this is how I identify and this is what I identify with. And so for all of you, finding something constructive, not destructive, that has meaning and truth behind it will benefit your life more so than even your friend's life. I'm sure so many people here tonight have friends that just say, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I don't know who I want to be. Here's the biggest goals. And again, if you're in high school and you want to go to college, whatever, going to college is not going to get you these things. But if you do well in college, terrific. And you think it's a good thing for you, then I hope it works out for you, which is the following. You should want to be a good and courageous person, always contesting for truth. These are the things that you should want to do. You shouldn't want to make a bunch of money or do all that stuff, whatever. That stuff is fleeting. Instead, are you going to contend for things that are objectively true and good and beautiful? And that only is possible when you have courage. This whole nation that we live in was founded by people, our American framers, that understood you have to sacrifice something to get something. And here's what I'm telling you tonight, that the future of the country is now actually on our generation. It's on us. I'm not saying it's prior generations' fault. I don't get into that. I'm saying that they were taken by surprise by the left, that's for sure. And so now what do we do about it? We have the energy, we have the ability to change this for the better. And so I'm sure so many students have come up to us and have asked us on our podcast, what do I do if I am the only conservative at my school? Well, then you fight harder is what you do. As you stand and you proclaim, you think we're in the business here to become the most popular person in the school? Of course not. That's not why you're here. You'll meet new friends and all that. Instead, I'm sure this is something that every single person here can agree on, which is the most important thing, which is leaders are ones that go boldly in the direction of what is good when it seems most impossible and difficult. George Patton had another expression, which is lead, follow, or get out of the way. All of you know what is necessary to reform your college campuses, to push back on what's happening there, and quite honestly, build a meaningful life. Go do it. We're going to be here to support you at Turning Point USA. Now, more broadly, I want to kind of talk about the mind, body, and soul. Every single person here today needs to focus on these three things as you are as a being. Are you doing something to enrich your mind, your body, and your soul every single day? And I'm just going to just kind of comment on a couple things. The sooner everyone in this room realizes it's the greatest struggle in your life is not going to be against the external world. Instead, the greatest struggle is against the internal world, the freer you will become. The greatest battle that you will experience is you against you, not you against systemic racism, you against whatever climate change or global warming. Instead, it's going to be you harnessing the ability to say no to things that might be tempting that you know is not good for you. Here's a good rule for life. If it makes you feel good quickly and vanishes quickly, it's usually not good for you. It's usually not good for you. The sooner that you realize that at a younger age, the more free and the more happy, quite honestly, your life will be. We used to raise children in this country, and we used to say, hey, you are the problem, and America is wonderful. Now we teach children that you are wonderful, and America is the problem. We inverted it completely. And so here's what I'm going to tell you, which actually is the honest thing that they don't teach you at college campuses. We all together have a lot of work to do, especially those of you that are in high school. We got a lot of books to read, a lot of things to learn. Our soul needs a lot of work on it, but this journey together is going to be worth it as a person, as a human being. That's going to require discipline. It's going to require toughness. It's going to require the correct application. And not everyone wants to hear this. Some people say, you know, I prefer to want to go blame other people. That's not the right way to live. You will always be tied to something else or somebody else if you are always blaming somebody else for your own problems. And that's to say that there might not be meaningful pieces of feedback you can give and things that might happen to you. But most colleges don't teach you this. Most colleges will disempower you rather than empower you. So I'll close on this and then we'll do some questions until they kick me off stage, which is colleges are the focal point for all of this that are happening. High school and colleges, the indoctrination and educational institutions. Do not discount the power of challenging somebody in charge with the truth. Going up against a tyrant, going up against a teacher, going up against a professor that is lying to you and the students, call them out. Say, that is not true. Now, that's a tough call for some people, right? Because that not only is your grade, but you're going to be put on notice for everyone else in the classroom. Do it anyway. And when you participate on the energy and the activism on the college campuses, it is going to spread, and that is what is going to save the nation and save the country. And if you look around here at this room, that we are now seeing a movement of young people and students that are so compelled and ready for action to help take back this country. Look, I want a country that I recognize. I grew up in a completely different country 10 years ago. I'm 27 years old. 10 years ago, the nation was in a much better place than it was 10 years ago. And some of you were 7 years old 10 years ago. So you didn't vote for any, you haven't even voted ever before. Well, we all have something in common. We were all born into a country and a world we did not create. The question is, what do you do about it? The question is, what do people that are filled with morals and filled with the right thing, what do you do about it? You all are going to play your part. And all of you combined together, just in this region, in this room, are playing a part. Because guess what? I just got back from Houston, Texas. Same group of people, young people that say, Charlie, I feel like I'm alone. No, you're not. Same group of people in Dallas, same type of group of people all across the country. And you put all that together, you say, wow, Turning Point USA is on pace to hit 1,000 high school chapters by the end of this year. That's a game changer. Like 1,000 high school chapters that didn't exist before. We're going to take terrain from the left. Who says we can't have a high school chapter there? We're going to do it anyway. Who's to say we can't have the college chapter there? We're going to do it anyway. This is the sort of offensive strategy that all of us need to employ, because every single person here could save the country and will save the country. The greatest lie that you will hear is it doesn't matter what you do. That is wrong. First of all, that's not true for your soul, for your mind, or your body. But more importantly, for the country. We need every single one of you to continue to push for it. First of all, you don't know that when you're recruiting on campus, you might be recruiting the next chapter leader for next year. When you're recruiting on campus, you might all of a sudden come across an incident that could change college campus speech policy. I'm going to end with this story and we'll go here. We were at University of California, Berkeley with recruiting for our Turning Point USA table. I think it was actually LI that was helping us out there. And so many of you know that President Trump signed a free speech executive order a couple years ago, but not many people know the actual events that led up to this. So at University of California, Berkeley, it was an unusually sunny day, and Hayden Williams was out tabling with a Socialism Sucks t-shirt. This was about 3 years ago at the campus of University of California, Berkeley. Someone comes up to the table and punches Hayden Williams in the mouth because he's wearing the Socialism Sucks shirt, drops him to the ground. Now, thanks to the training that we provide you here at these campuses, we got the entire thing on film. Went viral, tens of millions of views on Fox News almost every single night for 4 nights straight. And then I got a phone call from somebody. Charlie, it's terrible what's happening at UC Berkeley. It's unbelievable. Should have hit him back. What I got to tell you. And we got to talking, and I, amongst many others, and Turning Point and LI and many other organizations, presented a free speech executive order that changed the game, that is allowing us to even continue to start Turning Point groups and allowing us to continue to speak on campus. That was one campus, and I'm not saying that you have to get punched in the mouth to get famous, everybody. The more important part of it was the whole thing was caught on film. They were vigilant. They were alert. They were aware. You see something wrong happen, take out your super weapon. Start filming it. Ask questions. Be involved. Don't be a spectator. Be a leader. Expose it. Expose this regime. And it changed it almost instantaneously. For 2 weeks, there was a national conversation around campus intolerance, free speech, and it changed the actual policies that we are able to have on college campuses. All of you could play that role in that today. And some of you say, well, Charlie, my campus isn't that radical. Well, then go change heart and mind by heart and mind and person by person by person. Be a leader on your campus. It's good for you. It's good for the nation. And it's critically important for the movement. And I could tell you, at Turning Point USA, we now have over 65,000 people that give us $5, $10, $15 a month. And guess what? They're betting on you. I want you to go look one day, if you guys ever come by our Turning Point USA headquarters, and look at the letters I get from people that are 92 years old, World War II veterans, that are saying, Charlie, I can only give you $5 a month, but the 15, 16, 17, and 18-year-olds that you are training and rising up are going to save this country. Thank you. You understand that people pray for you every night. People are giving resources so you can have events like this. People are supporting you. Don't ever believe the lie that what you do doesn't matter. World War II veterans are hoping you're going to step up the way they did on Normandy Beach. That's how important you are. We get thousands of those notes every single month. And I hope that all of you realize and recognize that if we do that and we act, we're going to take back the country.
When's the last time you think you had American meat? Chances are it's been way too long. Did you know that over 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? My friends, the Good Ranchers, have traveled the country on a mission to help the American family. GoodRanchers.com delivers American craft beef better than organic chicken. Look, most of your beef is from overseas, and they lie to you about it. The way they label it, it's deceiving. You need meat straight from America. Look, when we use Good Ranchers, there's a box that it delivers to us. And I'm telling you, we fight over it. Producer Connor, he has barbecues like you wouldn't believe. In fact, we have to keep on telling Good Ranchers, send us more meat. Why? Well, it's because it is the good stuff. So go to GoodRanchers.com to buy now or subscribe today and save 20% on each box of mouth-watering meats. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie or use code Charlie at checkout. That's $20 off and free. That's GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com.
Okay, let's do some questions. Thank you, guys. And
Hi, my name's Eli Davidson. I'm the president of Turning Point USA Gulf Shores High School, right across the state line. It's a very liberal high school. We have teachers that have burned the American flag on campus. I've been told if I don't get the vaccine, I'm going to die. I've been spit on. I was in the lunchroom last week, actually, and a guy took a whole plate of food and threw it on me. So we have mask mandates. They do vaccines on the weekends. They pressure kids. And while we don't have teachers openly talking about politics, what they do is they use the structure of how our school operates to stifle our group. We have 100. We have 100 kids come to our social meetings, which is where we do like fun stuff. And they come in and they say, "Oh, there's too many people in this room." We try and get them on video, but they, you know, they purposely do it like right when we're doing something, so they kind of catch us off guard. So, you know, you talk a lot about, you know, what happens if a teacher openly challenges you with their words. How can we at my school fight back against the faculty and the administration when they use the structure of how our school operates?
So let me first just ask you a personal question. Are you strengthening in your resolve or weakening in your resolve?
No, I'm not weakening at
all. All right, very good. That's the right answer. So you're more committed to fight than ever before. So no matter how many trays of food they throw on you, how many times you're spit at, you're tougher and you're ready for battle more than ever.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad to hear that. You hear that, everybody? And that it's very important. I'm going to tell you something that is going to be helpful, but not what you want to hear. There's very little you can do if they're using the infrastructure of the school against you. You got to keep fighting anyway. You got to keep scrapping for every inch. And it's not, when they're willing to use the actual institution to protect their indoctrination, then you just have to continue and understand the odds are stacked against you. And your mission is to stand for truth against these miserable people that are willing to tolerate the spitting on and the ridiculing of everything you just went through. I can't imagine if you were a liberal transgender activist, it'd be a front page of CNN. Like, transgender student gets lunch thrown all over them. Protests in the streets, burn down a Wendy's. Like, whatever it is, right? You know, whatever the playbook for their side is. Where you're like, you know, you're a white male, so obviously they don't care, and a Christian male, because they think you deserve it. That's honestly embedded within what they are saying, which is, of course, disgusting and racist and terrible. So here's what I'm going to say, is you're going to have to fight through it at every single inch. I'm sure that our field reps can help you through part of this. And then honestly, I don't know how effective this would be. I would try to find allies somewhere in the administration, the school boards, or the parents groups, and tell them what's really going on with this. And just highlight some of the examples. And you say, look, I'm not here to play the victimhood. I don't need some sort of tribunal. You know, I don't need people like walking through the streets for me. I don't need like a moment of silence or a walkout, right? But can someone like mention the fact I had food thrown on me and spit at? Like, is that sort of okay or tolerated? Lean into that a little bit, because I actually think as a high school student, that could be helpful. You're a conservative, so you're not going to like act as if this is hurting you emotionally and spiritually. And you need, like, obviously you're like, yeah, whatever. Like, I'm going to be tougher than ever before. And that's why you're going to be, you know, you're going to be a leader. And this is the unintended consequence of the persecution of conservatives. When they come after me, it only radicalizes all of us more. I'm sure that's for all of you. And radicalizes in a good way, right? Like, you're going to try to destroy my life? I'm like, okay, we'll remember that. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
You bet.
My name is McKenna, and my situation is probably a little bit different than a lot of people here because I'm studying to be a teacher, and I've recently been looking into getting into writing curriculum, but to do that, you have to teach for a while. So what would your advice be to the future teachers of America who are going to have to teach in these schools that are forcing us to teach things that we don't necessarily agree with?
So that's a great question. I would do everything you possibly can to try to teach the classical school and try to get the credentials necessary. That will anyone here classically educated? Anyone? A couple people, like two hands up. That's, yeah. The fact that Republicans never embrace classical education is one of the problems why that we're in right now, where they teach Greek and they teach Latin, Aquinas and Aristotle and Augustine, Socrates, Plato, all the great ancients that built our entire civilization. That's what might be advice for you. If you can't stay away from the public schools, they are going to suffocate you. They're going to hurt you. There are thousands of families and millions of people and young people that need better teachers in the charter schools and the classical schools and the private schools. With that being said, if you're thrown into the public school environment, this would be the one opportunity I would tell you to keep your head down, get tenure, and then use it against them. As soon as you get tenure, become the most flaming radical conservative you possibly can and make them fire you, which of course they will not do because they can't because of tenure. I'll tell you this, that, we need more teachers. So I want to thank you for one. Anyone else want to be a teacher here? Awesome. We need teachers. You see, it's funny if we had a, you know, Transgender Point USA organization or whatever they call themselves on the left, right? They would, like, I'd say, who here wants to be a teacher? Like, half the hands would go up. Because for us, we're like, I want to get out of education. Like, this place is terrible, right? Anywhere but here. We need more people going into it. You deserve to be encouraged for that and commended for that. We're here to support you, but I think you know what you're signing up for, which is going to be rocky, which I'm telling you, go find a classical education training program if you can. So I think you'll be a lot happier there. If not, you go to the public school, you can still make a very, very big difference. And you asked about teaching certification. Is that right?
Well, I'm looking into getting into writing curriculum because I think that's one of
that's
the most
also
important
incredibly
things.
Important. Yeah. Yes. The big textbook writing companies are very hard to penetrate, but, and really hard to get into, I should say. So yeah, I would try your best, you know, to do that. So, all right. Thank you.
Have you heard of shrinkflation? Shrinkflation is where your candy bar or your burger gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed this? It's happening all the time everywhere. But the government still insists that inflation is under control. Shrinkflation is just inflation's evil cousin. Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. With a precious metal IRA under your belt, you'll hedge these rising prices and plan to retire without worrying about it. So keep up with the inflation that folks in Washington are trying to hide. And to thank you, Noble Gold is giving you a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call 877-646-5347. noblegoldinvestments.com.
Hey, Charlie, this is Chandler Crump.
Hey, nice man, how you again. Doing? You're growing up, my goodness.
Thank you. And your speech,
14
you spoke
years
a lot of,
old when I think I first met you, right?
Yeah, October 2018. That was the first time. Nice to see you again. In your speech, you spoke a lot about courage and taking action. Well, we have a few people on Capitol Hill that took some very interesting action today. In fact, some friends of yours who have spoken at some of your events. That would be Madison Cawthorn, Dan Crenshaw, Matt Gaetz, and one that hasn't spoken at your events, but Elise Stefanik as well, who is another outspoken conservative. What they voted yes on today was red flag laws for active military service members, which is an active encroachment upon the Second Amendment. Your organization fights hand in hand strongly to defend the Constitution at every turn. I want to know what you have to say about this, if you have any comments. I know you're very restricted on what you can say, but
no, I mean, I could speak for, I didn't know that they're voting. I mean, totally against red flag laws. So I'm surprised to hear that. I didn't know that was happening. I think Second Amendment laws, I think it needs to be easier to get guns, not harder to get
Absolutely.
Guns in this country. And so I'm shocked and saddened to hear that those people you just mentioned would vote for red flag laws. Who'd you say the list was again?
Yeah. So that list is Madison Cawthorn.
Madison voted for red flag laws. I
yes,
find that
he
hard
did.
To believe. Was yeah, it part of a spending bill or an omnibus
nope,
bill?
No, I believe it was all separate.
Well, then I'm going to have to talk to Matt.
Yep, Dan Crenshaw, Matt Gaetz, and Elise Stefanik. And I've met some of these
Stefanik,
people myself,
yes.
too. Oh, Stefanik, sorry.
Look,
yeah.
again, these people are some. All those people are friends of mine, so I try not to bash friends publicly, but I completely disagree with the idea of passing red flag laws. So I believe the Second Amendment is there to protect all the other amendments, and that a free people is a people that are able to arm themselves against usurpatious tyranny. And if you've seen what's been happening in recent days, weeks, and months, especially with the vaccine mandates and the lockdowns, the last thing I would do is make it harder to buy weapons. Yeah. So good to see you, man.
Nice
Thank you.
You
Appreciate
well.
That. Thank you.
Hey, so I just wanted to let you know what's kind of going on, especially in like Florida campuses, which is like shocking to me. Our university is actually offering to give away free tuition for a year if you're approved vaccinated. They're giving away like Xbox systems and stuff like that. And it came to our attention when we had our first like not really official Turning Point meeting. We have a mural in one of our most popular spaces of our library, probably the size of the mural behind you. And it actually is people sitting and like with their fists up behind a burning building, and there's little BLM signs and like police in like full gear, and then there's police behind like bars, like holding. It's supposed to be it's artsy, but they're trying to make it. You know what side I'm trying to. But yeah. Anyway, and then
what school is this at?
University of West Florida. And it also has Lady Liberty. Portrayed as a black woman holding a snake in the air instead of a torch. Yeah. I have pictures if you'd like to see it.
Yeah,
but.
I mean, I'd love to see it. That sounds par for the course. So let me just understand this. They're subsidizing students to get the vaccine. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, they're actually, if you get vaccinated and like, I guess send them proof or something and get vaccinated on campus, you can be entered to win tuition for a semester.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot about this. First of all, this whole thing is so ridiculous. The whole conversation around it. I don't care about your medical status, okay? I don't care if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. I'm not going to ask you if you have HIV or not. In fact, if you do, I hope you find some help. But this idea that I'm going to ask for your intimate medical history is creepy and weird and wrong. I have publicly declared my medical decisions because I want to try to make sure people know that it's okay. to kind of say no to the regime. I've decided not to get vaccinated, and I will not get vaccinated, regardless of what sort of social pressure is thrown at me. And if you decide to get vaccinated, I'm not going to make you feel bad. I don't know your medical history. I don't know what your doctor's telling you. I also can't stand totalitarianism. I hate it. And I hate all of this kind of social pressure psyops operations I'm seeing on television of people trying to shame you into it. You're going to be a mass murderer. You're going to, first of all, let's just go through the facts. 60% of the people that are getting monoclonal antibody life-saving treatment here in the state of Florida are fully vaccinated. They just had a massive outbreak of COVID-19. I'm sorry, the Fauci virus at Duke University. And it's basically an entirely vaccinated campus. And so we get criticized as being anti-vaccine. That is ridiculous and that is slanderous and that is a lie. I'm pro-freedom. Make whatever decision you want. And guess what? I will defend any student at any time that wants to have their own medical freedom. I grew up in a country where it was my body, my choice. You can make whatever decision you want with your body as long as it doesn't harm somebody else. That was a lie. It always was a lie. The only opportunity that is true is in two cases. You want to put heroin in your body or you want to kill a child. That's the only time it's actually my body, my choice on the other side. But if you want to say no to a vaccine, by the way, if you look in this room, statistically, all of you were at more danger driving or riding in a car to this conference than from dying from the Chinese coronavirus. How many people have already had COVID here today? Raise your hand. Okay, guess what? You have the great, Tyler's hand goes up. You have the greatest antibodies you could imagine. Congratulations. Why aren't we talking about natural immunity? Why aren't we talking about how, like, those of you that already have the antibodies need to get now vaccinated? It's like, oh, yeah, by the way, you've already had it. Now sit down and shut up and obey. You know what? Actually, I studied totalitarianism. I know all of you too. I know how this works. And I will, with every breath in my lung, not make this about the medical thing, even though there's plenty of good case to make this. I'm going to say the way they're using social pressure, the way they are using corporations and governmental pressure, it's unprecedented, it's treacherous, and it's wrong. And guess what? We as young people have the best argument, which is, I've either already had it, statistically, I'm not going to die from this. And why exactly do you have to do this to me? Because the data does not show anything close to what you're saying. And so we know why this is happening. This is happening for a variety of different reasons. And for those of you that are being bullied into it, hold the line. Do what is best in your own interest, and we'll be there to support you and assist you. Thank you. Next question.
Hi, Charlie. My name is Matthew Kanarek. I'm a Florida resident, so it is nice to live in the state where we have the most freedom. And I actually wanted to make a side note. Did you see you see Joe Biden talk about how the best thing to do to prep for this upcoming hurricane is to actually go get vaccinated?
Yeah.
I mean, I think something just short-circuited in his database and he just forgot the agenda for the day. But anyway, I actually have more of a philosophical question for you, because you're pretty successful. And I got caught up chasing money and, you know, the freedom of it comes with a bunch of consequences though. Yes. When you do that. It can be soul sucking, et cetera. Did you go through a similar path, or did you always know you wanted to start something like Turning Point?
I mean, that's a great question. So started Turning Point when I was 18, have had some amazing ups and downs throughout the whole thing. But yeah, I could definitely say since I've got married and in recent years, I kind of viewed kind of how the conservative movement fits into this and kind of what own personal decisions are kind of what matters most. And it wasn't that I didn't believe it. I just didn't emphasize it as much, and especially my own life and my own commentary. I don't have like this massive kind of story to say like, yeah, I was a left winger and now I'm, you know, a conservative. I definitely have changed on one part though, where I used to kind of be more okay with kind of people advertising or being okay with licentiousness, which is kind of what you just kind of talked about, where, again, I'm sure there's some libertarians here. Anyone a libertarian? God bless you guys. Actually, very few hands go up. You are a libertarian. Okay. Well, this is where we might disagree. I'm very libertarian on guns and lockdowns, I think, were a big mistake. But I think it's really important to give people a place in a transcendent moral order. I think it's important to try to tell people to go get married early and have lots of children. I think it's important to try to tell people that you need to say no to pleasure and pursue virtue. And you and I can totally agree on that. I'm not even saying we disagree on anything. This is something that I always kind of heard people say, and I just wish that I would have made a bigger deal out of that 5 or 6 years ago, if that makes any sort of sense. Do you want a follow-up comment really quick? Or no? Okay. Well, just let me reemphasize this for everyone here, which is It is the pursuit of things that are eternal that really matter in your life. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter what kind of cars you drive. I'm not saying don't find a job and don't work, but instead value the things that do not change over the things that do change. And reject hookup culture and all that garbage. Date with the intent of marrying. And make yourself somebody that somebody wants to marry. For men, get your act together, okay? Seriously. My wife will comment on the woman part of it, okay? She's very good at that. But I hear this from women all the time. I can't find a man there, you know, da, blah, 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 blah. And I say, okay, I just put that aside. I'm not going to say what women have to do to improve. I don't do that. For men, for goodness sake, do this. If you're like, I can't find a woman, how about this? If you can't go 90 days without taking a drink, that's why they don't want to be with you. If you can't go 90 days, seriously, if it's become pseudo-meta, I'm not against drinking morally, but if you don't have that kind of self-discipline, then it pours into other parts of your life. You want to become someone worth marrying? Wake up at 6:30 in the morning, every morning for a month straight. Go work out 5 out of 7 days a week and try to lose some weight or do something with purpose. All of a sudden you'll realize like, wow, the whole universe is realigning me. No, that's actually called the natural law. And people can tell, especially women, because they mature quicker than men, all of a sudden like, wow, that guy has his act together. Like, and by the way, you might not even notice it in your own behavior, but you might notice it in just your language, in your body posture, in who you are. And all of a sudden you're like, wow, everything starts like, these people never used to talk to me anymore. And now they do. It's like, yeah, it's because you're actually doing things that are in alignment with how you're supposed to live, which is what? Discipline, order, waking up early, saying no to the things that you know are bad for you that make you feel good. Again, this is not exactly the speech that always high school kids and college kids wants to hear, but I think deep down, a lot of you have been tired of seeing the nonstop parade of pleasure advertisement on TikTok, on Instagram. Take this drug or take this pill or go to this nightclub. That's all a bunch of garbage. You guys know that. Instead, a lot of you are like, you know what? I actually want to live a meaningful life. I actually want to do something that is going to last. I just don't want to like feel good for one night and then regret it the next morning after. Those are the things that are necessary to do that. Okay, next question.
All right. My name's Aiden, and I actually have two questions
okay,
for you.
Okay, make it quick.
The first one is, do you think we can bring this country back without going into war?
Well, going straight for the jugular here. Yes, of course I do. Yes. Am I fearful that we're headed for a national separation? Yeah, I'm really afraid of that. I say that out loud. I don't want it to happen. I think it would be tragic and dreadful. Meanwhile, Sarah Silverman comes out, who I guess is like a left-wing comedian. I don't know. I think she's very funny. And she comes out and she says what I have been fearing for them to say. Now, I'm just telling you right now, next 18 to 24 months, you're going to see this repeat a lot. Sarah Silverman says, I hate the unvaccinated. I hate conservatives. Why am I living in a country with them? Just give them their own country and we get our own country. You're going to see that because guess what? I was just in like Bandera, Texas. And you know what they're saying? I hate the people pushing the vaccine. I hate the people in San Francisco. Why are we living in the same country together? The ties that bind us together are evaporating quickly. All of you might live through an era where America breaks up into 5, 6, 10, 15, 20 parts. That is not out of the deck of cards. I hope you all realize that in the next decade, because we actually aren't living in the same country. I think this is terrible. I think this is awful, and I do not favor it. So how do we solve it? What Turning Point USA is doing solves it. We solve it by getting people to love America, to be thankful that we're in this country, to be filled with gratitude, and also to be active and celebratory about the United States of America and the Constitution and freedom and liberty. And so what's your second question?
So my second question was, when you were talking about how we could record people and expose them. If people tried,
yes.
I've heard that some people who have tried doing that and posted on Facebook or anything, then they would end up being hunted down by these people and eventually killed.
No, that's ridiculous. That's not going to happen. Unless you're like recording, yeah. And this is a joke, like Hillary Clinton smashing emails or something, like, you know, or laptops, that's not going to happen. So I don't know what reference point you have. Or if someone has like a video of Jeffrey Epstein trafficking women to some island, which I don't think you guys have, you know, any... I'm kidding for all the reporters in the room, for goodness sake. Yeah, I mean, if you have like, if you like record some professor at Florida State University, anyone go to Florida State? Anyone here? No? Okay, there we go. Cool. One person. If you like record some like random professor at Florida State University he's not going to like hunt you down in the night with a chainsaw. Like this guy's like, it's kind of a loser, right? It's not exactly. So I want to empower you and encourage you. Make sure you follow the laws though. I think Florida's one party consent. Is that right? I think it's only takes one party consent. And if you're in a lecture hall, there's no expectation of privacy either. So if you're in a lecture hall, especially of a public school, there's no, so an expectation of privacy is if like you were in a room with the door closed, then they might be able to make an argument. If you're in a lecture hall, there's 200 people. There's no expectation of privacy. So no, I want to alleviate your fears. If you record your professors, you're not going to be hunted down in the middle of the night. Unless your professor is Jeffrey Epstein at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Thank you. Okay, next question.
Hello, my name is Nathan. I just, I'm not currently in this situation, but I know some people might be, and maybe even future me. I know a lot of jobs right now are requiring vaccines, or they're threatening to fire them. What is your opinion on that? Should I just take the fire and find another job, or should I quit, find another job? Or
are you in college? Or are you currently being employed? Or
I'm a full-time job.
Full-time job?
Yes, sir.
What industry?
I work at Chick-fil-A. I'm not currently in this situation, but future me doesn't say I work somewhere else.
My personal opinions of Chick-fil-A aside, which is not great, but that's a whole different conversation at different time. Oh, they fund abortion. They do all sorts of stuff. Yeah, they're total BLM enterprise, and they have been for a while. Their CEO at it. I don't know if you – I thought everyone knew this. Oh, no. Chick-fil-A is awful. No, it is. And I try to tell our staff to stop buying it, and they always have to hide it from me. And Lauren, she's like a big – big Chick-fil-A person.
Their chicken's good, though, right?
No, so the CEO of the CEO of Chick-fil-A – at a church event, went down on his knees and said, "We as white Americans must atone to black Americans for all the sins and terrible things we've done." You guys can look it up online. Chick-fil-A said, "We are committed to eradicating systemic racism, equity." You know, they fund all these groups. Go look up Family Research Council, Chick-fil-A. They fund pro-abortion groups. They cut funding to pro-Christian groups. Anyway, your wonderful employer. I'm sorry. I know that's like heresy to say in the South, but but I'm not saying to stop going. Actually, I'm kind of saying that. But, you know, if you keep going to Chick-fil-A, God bless you. But just at least know you're funding abortion. So or groups that support abortion. Right. So where were we? The vaccine. Right. So hold the line. You're going to be OK. They are not going to be able to forcibly vaccinate it. What's the number at 55, 60 million people now? They're not going to be able to break it. This is the remnant of people that are going to say, "No, I'm not going to take the vaccine, even if you take my life away from you." And you're going to be able to find another job no matter what. I don't know. I don't think your current employer will do that. I hope not. But understand what Biden was doing. President Biden was coming in and he was saying, 100 employees or more, I'm going to force you to get vaccinated or I'm going to throw OSHA at you. You know why he did that? To bail out big business. Because workers like you and so many workers in this room that refuse to get vaccinated, we're thinking of leaving the big companies for the smaller companies. And that was going to be a threat to the labor pool of massive companies. He bailed out big companies by disintegrating competitive labor markets. So we're here to help you and hold the line. If that's your medical choice, I'm never going to tell somebody to do something with their own medical decisions. Unless it's like, you know, don't eat asphalt or stuff like that, right? It's like basic things. But I hope that's somewhat helpful. And I would rest easy. Yeah, sure.
Well. With how young you are and how knowledgeable you are, do you have any like tips on like how you can become more knowledgeable? Because I know Google is kind of one-sided. You search for one thing, and it gives you completely another thing. Do you have like any tips of like good websites to use to become knowledgeable?
Sure. So here's a good life lesson. It's so obvious. You have to work at it if you want it. And so, you know, people say, "I know a lot of things," or whatever. Take 2 hours a day and I turn my phone off and I'll either take Hillsdale online courses. I'll go read a good book. I'll go listen to, you know, podcasts that hopefully get me closer to wisdom. You got to do that every day, right? If you want something, you got to work at it. It takes thousands of hours to go after it. So let me give you a couple of resources. The first of which is totally a shameless plug, but I'm really proud of how we're doing. Our podcast is top 10 in all of Apple News consistently. Thank you guys for those of you that listen to it. And if you aren't yet subscribed, I know you're so sick of hearing this, but you guys could take out your phone and your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe. It does help us a lot, truly, as we are under constant threat of cancellation from these big companies. If everyone pulled out their phone now, just make sure you're subscribed. I know that it's just like, you know, silly thing, totally shameless plug. Yes. Thank you. Now, the second part is not so shameless, which is books that everyone should read. Right. So I think that I don't know if you guys are readers or not. Do you guys like to read? If not, maybe. Okay, good. Great. Terrific. Age of Entitlement by Christopher Caldwell is one of the greatest books, I think, written in the modern era, America since the 60s. It's phenomenal. I encourage everyone here to read the three following books. You guys have all read 1984, but if you haven't read it in the last calendar year, reread it, because all of a sudden you'll see things you didn't see before. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, which is a great book, which I think is actually even more powerful in some ways than 1984. Arthur Koestler's Darkness at Noon, which is a terrific book, which explores the question, very interesting philosophical question, what would it take for you to confess to a crime that you did not commit? That's the question that is explored in Darkness at Noon. If that catches your attention, it should, because that was what happened in the Soviet Union show trials. And then finally, if those of you that like the Bible and you believe it's the centerpiece for human civilization, which I do, anything that is written by C.S. Lewis, but there is one book that I encourage all of you to know and pray over, which is Abolition of Man by C.S. Lewis. It opens up with men without chests, and I'll let you find out what that means. Mere Christianity is terrific. I read Mere Christianity once a year. Mere Christianity was originally given as a series of radio broadcasts in the midst of the German Blitz of London. I'm probably boring you guys, but I could give you some more. If you guys want to go really deep, go read Aristotle's Ethics and Politics and Metaphysics, because he was the man. And then finally, if you want to find out what all that means, somewhat of a shameless plug, but not really, is our partnership with Hillsdale College, which is a terrific place. All of you guys can take these online courses to actually supplement what you're already doing in college. Get the information. We'll help you with your essays, help you in your research and your writing. It's charlie4hillsdale.com, charlie4hillsdale.com. You guys just put your email in. It's free of charge. I take those courses at least an hour a day. They're informative. They come with a quiz at the end of it. They have a course on C.S. Lewis, a course on the Constitution, a course on the Federalist Papers. But here's the thing, is that if there's any sort of perception that I'm knowledgeable, which I appreciate, or wise, which I appreciate, it's because of the work I've put in, right? It's not because I was born that way, but it's because when I have idle moments on planes or trains or automobiles or at night, I'm not playing video games, I'm not just, doing whatever, I'm sitting down, I'm reading books, and I have volumes of notebooks, hundreds that I fill out a year of just notes I take on this stuff. And I forget a lot of it, but I remember about 10 to 15% of it, and I have a reference point there. And so I want to just encourage all of you, one of the things that you guys all got to do is take more time to dive deeper into the ideas that built our civilization and how things work. And so just if there was only one book that you guys read out of all that, obviously the Bible, but also Age of Entitlement by Christopher Caldwell, because he makes the very provocative argument that the Civil Rights Act that was passed in the 1960s has actually done more harm than good without people realizing it. Which I'll let you guys figure out if that's the case or not, so you guys can read that book and determine for yourself. All right, thank you. Yes, sir. God bless. Next one.
Hi, Charlie. I'm a pre-medical student, and I'm applying to med school within the next year. Lately at my university, all of my pre-medical advisors have told me that there is no place for me in the health field due to the fact that I have denied my COVID vaccine. So what piece of advice would you give to me and other pre-medical and medical students who are now facing shame and are being discouraged from an industry that we've worked so hard to get into?
What state are you in?
Oklahoma, which is surprising.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you at OU?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll see. You guys are good at winning Heisman trophies, though. Not national championships, but you sure can win Heisman trophies. National championships, totally different deal. Any Roll Tide people here? Yeah, you guys got like the permanent bragging rights on that. So, in fact, I will say this. I'll make a prediction. You guys ready for this? Alabama will lose a football game this year. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. The Saban regime is more vulnerable than anyone could possibly imagine. And people say that is negative. Saban is like untouchable, right? He gets different coaches and all this. I would love nothing more to see Alabama lose. Not because I hate Alabama, but it's just so boring. It's like, okay, I used to like watching SEC football, and now it's like, okay, the Florida game was interesting. Okay, you asked about Oklahoma vaccines or something. So, yeah, you asked about something completely unrelated. You have to pray if this is a field you want to get into, because shaming and credentialing is widespread in medicine. It is not a place for free speech or discussion. The medical field and the military are two of the most top-down totalitarian industries you can get into. there's very little place for like your opinion, all this. It's science, it's policy, sit down and shut up. And honestly, that's not a totally bad thing, usually in medicine, when you think about it, right? Where it's not like we're going to have like this open-ended discussion on germ theory, right? It's like we kind of believe that, you know, if you don't, get out. The problem is that they're imparting that sort of obvious, you know, discovery with something that is not so obvious, where they don't even want you to talk about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. You know, they don't want you to talk to you about monoclonal antibodies, azithromycin, vitamin D or zinc. They're like, you know, you're a terrible person for wanting to do that. I will say this, though. If you're able to get through it, if you're able to get through residency and get your RN, there are thousands of independently operated and owned clinics, as we've talked about, that would be willing and I think really supportive of wanting to embrace you and nurses outside of the megaplex of hospitals. Does that make sense? Where it's like the hospitals are very tough, but there are these kind of independent operated owned clinics, very entrepreneurial, that I'm sure need people like you. So
I think what my biggest issue is right now is because I want to be a medical doctor, an obstetrician gynecologist. And what I'm facing is that in internships right now, they want to see proof of vaccination. So it's just really a big struggle to get past that. So I think that's what I'm asking.
I'm going to actually refer you to a friend of mine who's a doctor in the front row. Would you mind chatting with her after? Not now, but afterwards. Is that okay? Yeah. Because he's a pretty impressive doctor from not too far from here that I think could help you out. Okay. Thank you so much.
You.
Next question. Is that okay? Okay.
Hello, Charlie. My name's Madeline. I've lived in Oregon my whole life. I just recently moved here to Florida to get out because it's so bad over there, guys.
What part of Oregon?
Salem, okay. Right in the capital. I have just recently taken a job with the Walt Disney Company. It's the reason why I moved. And it's, of course, everyone knows it's one of the biggest corporations in the world. I got vaccinated in the state of Oregon because I wasn't allowed to go to school anymore if I didn't get vaccinated. Obviously, that's all changed now. Schools are basically going to close down again. But Disney is asking for proof of vaccination by submitting our medical information to a third-party system called Trust Assure. I'm wondering how to gather people in the Walt Disney Company to speak up and say, I'm not submitting my medical information to whatever this Trust Assure company is that's been creating vaccine passports and all of the above.
Yeah, that's a good question. Be careful because Disney could drop you very quickly. So I'm not going to try to, just getting a job at Disney is not easy. What do you do?
I'm a housekeeper.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I would just be careful because Disney is ruthless, honestly, and they're kind of part of the regime of propaganda. But yeah, look, it's not some third party's responsibility. It's not their, honestly, they have no right to your medical information or kind of all of that. So look, I don't know the best answer to give you, but you have to be willing to lose your job if you're going to do that. Because Disney thinks they're the greatest company ever. You know, they think they're this multi-billion dollar machine. Not just Walt Disney World, but Disney Plus and all the other rights that they have, which is, you know, ginormous, ESPN, you name it. And so I guess my one piece of advice would be you have to make a decision. If you're going to organize other employees, are you willing to lose your job? And that's the question I think you have to ask. But are you much happier here in Florida than in Oregon?
Yes.
Yes. It's a lot better. Well, I'm glad you're here tonight. And one of our staffers, I think, could also help you with part of that too.
Thank you. I appreciate
all right. Thank
it.
You. We'll take a couple more. Yes.
All right. This is the last one, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Well, I am honored.
Okay. I'll try. Maybe I'll squeeze one or two more. We'll see. I might go over time. I always get, is Lauren back there? Yeah, one or two more. Okay. She buys Chick-fil-A, so I'll do one or two more. So.
All right. I'm Chas Ferguson. I'm a campus coordinator at Florida State. And as our country falls into a further state of ungodliness, regardless of how hard we fight for conservative politics on campus, I truly believe that the only thing capable of saving America is through the redemptive blood of Jesus Christ. And so I was asking if you agree with that statement, with that take, and if so, how important it is to use tabling as a tool on campus to share the gospel.
Yeah, of course I believe it. It's one of the reasons why I talk openly about my faith so often. Yeah, look, if you feel called to share your own beliefs when you table with Turning Point USA, absolutely. Turning Point USA is a multi-denomination. It's a non-denominational. We have Jews. We have people that don't know the Lord that are Christians. And we're going to stay that way because we were founded in this idea that we need to impact all culture regardless of religious belief or affiliation. With that being said, though, we just launched Turning Point Faith. Maybe you're aware of that. Maybe you're not. because we need to build a coalition of Christians together to fight and contest for these ideas. Now, just speaking to you personally, that yes, when you have people that come across that are broken and that do not know the Lord, yeah, you should totally share the gospel with them. Absolutely. In fact, you should take that opportunity and seize that opportunity. And then here's the thing, is that then all of a sudden Turning Point kind of fills the Galatians 3 model that the law is a school teacher to Christ. Because once people start drinking from the streams of liberty, like, oh, yeah, I like this Gen Z, Gen Free thing. You say, well, what is ultimate freedom? You know, what is, you see what I'm saying? That could be a segue point. And that would be your own, you know, own ability to kind of adapt to that and do that. But our position at Turning Point USA will always be, these are the big principles that we agree with and align with. And obviously people know my beliefs, which is I'm very open about Jesus being the Son of God, and people need to accept him into their life. And I believe two major things that I think all of us agree on, which is there is a God and you are not him. And that we need to read the word and be in the word every single day. So I would encourage you to do that. Do you have a follow-up comment?
I would just love to talk about theology with you one-on-one.
Okay. I would love that. Thank you. All right. Last question. Is that an Oregon? What is wrong? Is that Oregon State?
Yes, it is.
What is wrong with you?
My name is also.
Why would you wear that garbage at our event? Are you from Oregon too?
Yes, my name is Nick.
What is Madeline with these Oregon? Where are we?
We moved here together. I would like to ask you a question. I'm a finance major at Oregon State University.
In Corvallis?
Yes, I'm taking.
What a terrible. You do know that. Do you know anything about my sports affiliations?
Yes. But okay. So we moved here together. I'm taking classes online since classes are still online unless you're vaccinated. So I'm a finance and financial planning major. And over my years, I have had to take Native American flute, peace studies, and many other garbage classes.
Wait, you have to take what?
I had to take a 3-credit Native American flute class. I had to take peace studies, where at one point I had a kid scream every single
peace pipe studies or peace studies?
Peace studies.
Oh, okay.
And I had kids screaming at me the entire class because I stood for what I believed in. Yeah. And I've had teachers tell me to sit down because I'm not a woman and I'm not allowed to speak in the classroom, at which I sent that video, which I recorded, to Fox News and Tucker. What are your advice for helping systems to get rid of these garbage classes like digital pornography, which is also offered and registered with over 175 students, and lesbian dance theory, which has over 45? What is your advice to get rid of these garbage classes in college, which we are taking debt out for?
So when I used to joke around and I say you send your kid to college to go study North African lesbian poetry,
they're real.
It sounds pretty close, actually. You could do peace studies and what was the Native American flute?
Native American flute. I had to pay $170. And at the end of the course, I had to paint my flute so I couldn't resell it.
So as much as it pains me to give advice to someone that goes to Oregon State University, look, what can you do about it? You got to keep exposing it. And just you being here talking about it is important. And honestly, for the adults watching this video and hearing this right now, reconsider whether or not you should send your kids to college and actually put them through this nonsense. Did you find value in the Native American flute course?
I did not. I learned how to play Smoke Weed Every Day by Snoop Dogg, and that was it.
And what's your major?
Finance and financial planning.
I will.
Look, I wish I could help you, man, but... Now, you passed your course? You passed the class?
With a C, because I'm a conservative.
All right. Well, look, and I want to just say that exposing what's actually happening in these colleges is important, but you're actually taking a great tact about it. Mock these people into the ground. Ridicule them and humiliate them. Like, we're paying for this garbage. Like, stop taking yourself. Digital pornography class, you said, is offered?
Yeah, and it's at $380 a credit is what I'm paying.
And yeah, where's that money going is a great question. What are they teaching in that class? It's really strange. And what were the other courses you mentioned?
So I had to take Native American flute and peace studies, which are ones that I personally took. There are digital pornography, which is registered under the school. And I've also seen lesbian dance theory.
Yeah, lesbian dance theory. Yeah. Here's the advice I have for you. Get your degree as quickly as possible and get out of Oregon State University. And one last thing. Go Ducks. Thank you. Okay. Aww. Next question. All right.
Hi.
Last one, I promise, Lauren, okay?
Hi. So I'm a student at LSU in Baton Rouge. And
see, unlike the Oklahoma fans here, they know how to win national titles and beat Alabama.
That is very true. And win Heisman. Okay.
Huh? They're not too good this year.
Okay,
but...
Well,
my name is Coach.
We're rebuilding right now. We're rebuilding.
Rebuilding
Give
year?
Us time. Joe Burrow, it's hard. It's hard comparing.
All right. What's the question?
All right. But so personally, what I'm going through right now is one of my teachers in my math class, if you even pull down your mask or anything that's below your nose, you get a zero for the day. And so my thing is, I wanted to ask your opinion on that. And is that something that she's able to do? Another thing is that we have students walking around the campus reporting or snitching. And like, because like, if they like tell on us or whatever, they get $100 from the university, and they've been posting that on LSU's like Instagram, things like that. And what's your opinion on the us not being able to, how do I word this? Okay. So football games, there's thousands of people there. We don't have to wear a mask. We just sit there, scream, everything like that, normal day. But yeah, bro, that was the best thing. We got that started. Our chapter, actually, no, I'm not gonna say that. Never mind. Yeah. Anyways, but in my 30 person class, we have to wear a mask and we get penalized if it's even below our nose, zero. So,
I mean, this, I wish I had a better answer for this, but of course, I think it's ridiculous and disgusting. I would love to have you expose that professor and think about doing that. We'd love to make that professor famous because I know they have a yearning. To be famous for a lot of these people. But yeah, I keep saying this. I wish adults actually were in charge of this country, and they're not. I mean, how old are you? You're in college? Like,
I'm 19. I'm a sophomore.
You're not going to die from the Fauci virus, statistically, okay? And I mean, I don't even know if you've had COVID before. Maybe you have, whatever.
I had it twice.
You had it twice. Actually, so it's like you're double inoculated against it. And so, yeah, look, and then, of course, it's the same thing, is that they will make exceptions. They will have special carve outs for gatherings or for social settings like the Met Gala or the Emmys. But you better believe the 18 and 19 year old, you have to wear a mask. Because guess what? None of this is about actual viruses. It's about keeping our generation submissive and obedient and cowardly. And I'm telling you, we got to break out of this, everybody. This is a bunch of garbage. And so be rebellious against it and mock it and expose it. And like, here's the craziest thing is that I used to think that young people were the rebels. I think all of you kind of now are actually the rebels. I mean, could you imagine that like the generation of the 60s and 70s putting up with this mask garbage? They didn't wear clothes, let alone masks. I mean, this idea that like, oh yeah, I'm going to like snitch on my fellow person. Are you serious? For what? For a virus that has a 99.9% survival rate for your age demographic? Where you're much more likely to like die over, you know, drinking too much, which is something LSU obviously knows nothing about, right? I'll tell you a story. I went to Louisiana once, and there were literally people taking IVs at 6 o'clock in the morning to be able to drink afterwards. You guys ever see that phenomenon? Yes, yeah, you know what I'm. They're proud of it. Yeah, they're raising their hand. I will say this: Cajun food is phenomenal. I'm a big fan. Anyway, what were we talking about? To put it all together, fight it. And as far as the class goes, I'm not going to tell you to get a bad grade. That's ridiculous. That's obscene. That's worthy of appeal. And honestly, if you expose all this, like, let's get Jeff Landry involved. Let's get the Attorney General of Louisiana involved. Let's get the leaders of, you know, Louisiana involved. Let's push back against this garbage. It is wrong what is happening at LSU, you'd think would be a conservative institution. But this goes back to one of my major operating theses, which is that we as conservatives back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s, in particular, last 20 years, conservatives kind of allowed colleges to become these centers of anti-American radicalism that now we're sending our most prized possession, young people, you know, to lose their value and lose their soul sometimes. But all right, thank you. All right, I promise this is the last question. I promise.
All right, Charlie. My name is Nick. I'm down here in Florida. And the thing that I wanted to talk about with you today is, I think the most vulnerable in our society today is not us, but the younger in our, like the infants up to like 5 years old, maybe even a little older than that. What I've been seeing from TV and definitely in the schools is just indoctrination of the radical left. Like I've seen, most of us have watched Blue's Clues when we were young, And now there's a drag queen.
Yes.
All over doing like transgender parade and
yes.
pansexual everything. And then I was just wondering, possibly, God forbid, that happens to one of our kids when that happens. As future parents, what do you think is the best mode of action?
I mean, that's such a profound question. As someone who wants to, you know, start a family and just got married, I mean, I'm not going to put up with this crap. Like, I'm not. And, like, I'm not going to do what my parents did, which is like, oh, we have a difference of opinion. And, like, I'm just not going to turn that channel. I'm going to try to get that channel off television. Like, I'm not going to put up with this. Like, I'm not going to put up with the fact that on Nickelodeon, they have some sort of, like, drag queen thing for that's child abuse. It's disgusting. Yeah. It's wrong. The chemical castration of children in Arkansas. Our generation understands how dangerous and how immoral this is. The generation before us, they're okay with it. And they were like, oh, it's never going to get to children. It's there.
Yes, it is.
It's on every – it's in Disney Plus. It's in this. And so here's the question. It's like, what are we going to do about it? Well, first of all, we have to create our own content, our own silos and all this. And honestly, we also – but, like, here's like the non-libertarian in me, which is like, I'm not going to say that's okay. Like, I'm going to try to get that taken off air. Like, it's not like, oh, go to a different channel. Like, you know what? No. Like, that's not okay to be exposed. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the difference.
Exactly.
It's like, this is disgusting. Yes.
Yeah. Like, also on a side note, I'm sure a lot of people have seen the TikTok of, it was a teacher, I think it was in California. It was either one of California or New York. It was, the teacher had everybody pledging to the Pride flag instead of the American flag.
Yes.
Yes. And it kind of relate. It really relates to this too. I mean, it's the leftist agenda. And it's not how we were 20 years ago at all.
It wasn't how we were 10 years ago.
It wasn't five,
it's not the country I grew up in as a 27-year-old. And guess what? I'm not going to complain about it much longer. We are people of action, right? We are going to turn this country around, and we'll figure it out. That's the point, is that when we get in positions of political leadership, we're going to do something about it. When we start running companies, we're going to do something about it. We're going to not prioritize vacations or yachts or trips to Europe. It's that we're going to like, you know what? I can't take a month off because I got to go fight the left to save the country. And like, that's the type of mentality we need, is that generations prior, guess what? You got to enjoy the fruits of your labor in America. You got to, you know, drive your kids to soccer practice and like that's all done. Okay.
Right.
Like, no more nice little champagne dinners with like your fellow neighbors. Like, no, we're in the midst of a cold civil war right now. And I hope it doesn't get hot. And what I mean by that is like, what are the values that are going to determine the future of the country? I get so animated when I find out that a vulnerable 5-year-old has to be exposed to this stuff on Nickelodeon. How did that happen? What happened? Because quite honestly, the adults in the room don't care. They only care about making money. That's why. Because some social activist comes in and they're like, oh yeah, you need to have this kind of transgender garbage be put in. And guess what? This is the lie of liberals. And I'll do like a couple closes. Which is that they're like, just give us rights, right? Give us gay marriage rights, give us transgender, whatever. And then everything's going to get better. And like, so the bargain was like, okay, yeah, fine. We'll give you your rights. And then guess what up happening? Like, oh, no, just kidding. I'm going to take the gun on the table and point it at you because I'll never forget how you treated me. It was always revenge-based. It was that liberation or liberalism was always a means to the end to get themselves into power to come after us. It was always that way. And now it's not enough if you're like, it's like whatever your opinion of transgenderism is, which was like the live and let live thing. Now it's like, oh, no, you disagree. I'm going to find you. I'm going to penalize you. I'm going to hurt you. It's like, I thought it was live and let live. It's like, no, you have a different opinion. I'm going to crush you. You kind of see what I'm saying with that?
Yeah.
And so anyway, what can we do about it? We got to act. We got to have the will to do something about it. All right. Okay. I wish I could get to every single question, but that's the way it is. I want to thank you guys for starting Turning Point groups and running them and doing such a wonderful job. I want to thank our amazing staff for what they're doing. Our staff is doing a great job. So thank you for that. AmFest. Should be announced when, Lauren? Soon? This week. So we have some very, very big announcements and some very big things. I won't say any names, right, Lauren? Because I'm not allowed to. I can? Don't? Okay. But let's just say this. There will be people at AmFest that were not at SAS over the summer. Very, very big names. The biggest names you could think of. And in Phoenix, December 18, 19, 20, 21. Is that right? Thousands and it will be the largest celebration for America in history. Get your application in as soon as it drops and get your friends to come as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then in addition to that, last shameless plug, I promise, subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show. Thank you. And then finally is this, courage. You heard a lot of stories tonight of people that are facing what you're facing. Be courageous, and we have your back at Turning Point USA. It's going to cost you something. What kind of nation do we want to live in? We want to live in a free one. When we are in 2050, 2060, do we want to wish that we would have done more? No, we have to act decisively, everybody. And that burden is now on our shoulders at a younger age than we would have anticipated. We can go down as the generation, albeit a small remnant of this generation at the time, but it's growing, that acted and saved the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. That's what we're able to do. And it starts with us on campuses, and everything we do plays a major role in that. God bless you guys. Thanks so much. Glad you're here. Thanks so much, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. Talk to you soon.